Welcome to This Week at Filling, and thank you for joining us in our mission to support people with developmental disabilities. For Filling Homes, I'm Tina Parsons. Welcome back to the program. I am back at Soaring Arts, and today I am talking with Jen Knopfsinger. How are you?
I am doing good, and it's great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. We've also got Tanya Wagner here.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm talking with Jen today. I've been doing radio spots for DD Awareness Month, Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. And so this will air during March. And I wanted to highlight you, Jen, and your amazing artistic ability. Specifically right now, tell us what you're working on.
Well, I am working on pottery, and that's like a new area for me to work on and to challenge myself.
Challenging yourself, and it is a new area. Tell us how the pottery project came to be for you.
Well, it's like something that I wanted to explore and to be good at. So I decided to focus on pottery.
So the projects that you're working on right now, you received a grant from the Ohio Arts Council, correct?
Yes.
Tell us what you've done with the money you received.
Well, I did use the money to buy my own pottery reel and to buy some supplies and to take classes in Eden Muslock Studios.
Okay, so you were able to buy a pottery wheel, you were able to buy some supplies and pay for classes with this grant. And how many pieces have you made so far at your class?
I'd just say over 30 pieces.
What's your favorite piece to make?
Oh, so far I know how to make bows, so pottery bows would be good.
Well, you said you like to challenge yourself, so what are you going to try to perfect next?
Cups and plates.
Your goal is to have a business of your own, a pottery business, and then you're also going to work on teaching some classes.
Yes.
Who will you be teaching classes to?
To the staff of Soaring Arts and to the artists at Soaring Arts and to the community.
So the community won't be right away. You're just going to kind of teach the staff and teach the other artists, and then your final goal is to start teaching community classes.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Other than the pottery, which you're fantastic at, what else do you enjoy doing at the studio?
I like to do acrylic pearls because that's when I get to light them on fire and to make some ripple effects on the acrylic pearls.
So the acrylic pours, I've seen pictures of that out on Facebook. So if anybody's interested in knowing what an acrylic pour is, they can go out to Soaring Arts Facebook page, and there's lots of different pictures out there of that. It's pretty cool to do. So acrylic pours, pottery, what else? There's got to be more that you have been doing at the studio. I see a lot of pictures of you.
I've actually been teaching like a lot of art classes. Like,
thinking about other people who want to challenge themselves to do something, other people with disabilities, do you have anything you would say to encourage them?
Well, to challenge yourself, you have to take it day by day and to focus on the subject at hand and just like ask for help.
Well, Jen, I'm so glad that you came to talk to me, and I wish you the best of luck with your pottery, and I can't wait to see all of the bowls that you create and more.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you'd like to say in closing?
Thank you for the interview.
You are very welcome. And for those of you listening, again, check out Soaring Arts Facebook page if you would like to see a lot of this artwork. And for more information on Filling Homes, you can give us a call and check out our website. Thanks for tuning in.